Good evening, music lovers. Welcome to the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow. I'm Adam McMillan. Mel DeYoung will be back with you next month. Every month on the Roadshow, you hear a range of performers from live music venues throughout the listening area. Tonight, we're proud to feature legendary songwriter, singer, guitarist, and performer Tom Rush. From the start of his career in 1962, he's shown an equal skill at both interpreting the works of others and writing his own songs. He's also an engaging live performer, as you'll hear tonight, subtly encouraging the multi-generational audience to reflect one minute and then laugh the next. Bearing more than a passing resemblance to Mark Twain, he commanded the stage at the State Theater in downtown State College on May 16, 2015, with a conversational tone and masterful delivery. We were pleased to document the night and gladly present it to you this evening. Toward the end of our first hour, we'll check in with Pittsburgh's The Early Maze, heard 2 weekends ago at the Acoustic Brew Concert Series. Rich in harmony with one foot in the past and the other in the present, the trio presents a warm sound that sits well as the weather begins to bring a chill outside. We begin our evening with the legendary Tom Rush. We'll join him already on stage.
Sebastian played harmonica on it. And he told me recently that was the second paying gig he ever had. So I get to claim to have discovered him. Baby, take your blue jeans off. Lay your body down. Leave the windows open and let the night blow us around. And I've been waiting for this moment when everything is right. So baby, let's just fall into the night. 'Cause my longing meets your longing like true companions. Baby, light the candle. Let me look into your eyes. Don't know if this is heaven. Sure feels like paradise. You're such a lovely, loving woman. Everything will turn out right. So baby, let's just fall into the night. 'Cause my longing meets your longing. True companions. So baby, take your blue jeans off. Lay your body down. Leave the windows open and let the night blow us around. Baby, blow the candle out. Come lie down by my side. And baby, let's just fall into the night. 'Cause my longing meets your longing like true companions. Yes, my longing meets your longing like true companions. Let's do a Joni Mitchell song. What do you think? I'll tell you my favorite Joni Mitchell story. I met her out in Detroit, Michigan, when she was, you know, before she was Joni Mitchell. She came into this club I was playing at and asked to do a guest set so I could hear some of her songs. But then a few years later, she'd become a big deal. I was playing this festival out in Berkeley, California, a festival for Mimi Farina. She had an organization called Bread and Roses, which is a great, it still exists. It's a great organization that sends performers out into audiences that can't come to shows, people in rest homes or people in prison and so forth. It's a good idea. And she had this annual fundraising concert, and I played there one year. It was a three-day festival with a fabulous lineup. The day that I was there, some kid named Robin Williams was the MC. And I'd never heard of him, but it's kind of unsettling when the MC gets a standing ovation. But in this day-long parade of absolutely jaw-dropping music, Mimi had me, little Tommy folk singer, scheduled to follow the Bay Area Gay Marching Band and Twirling Corps. In Berkeley. Just shoot me. Mimi, what are you thinking? And there was this huge, it's a beautiful big outdoor venue with trees and a lawn sloping down to this huge concrete stage. Underneath the concrete stage, there's this cavernous concrete room, and they'd sectioned it off with hanging tarpaulins to make dressing rooms. And I'm in my dressing room in a rather suicidal frame of mind, trying to get ready to follow the Bay Area Gay Marching Band and Twirling Corps. Don't tell me what they were twirling. I don't want to know. What saved my life was in the dressing room next to mine, on the other side of the tarpaulin, B.B. King, the late, great, the man. B.B. King is trying to teach Joni how to sing The Thrill Is Gone. It was exquisite. So, okay, we're going to try this one more time. We play some stuff, you sing The Thrill Is Gone. We play some more stuff, you sing The Thrill Is Gone again. She says, I think I have it. The thrill is gone. Oh. It was delicious. Cheered me right up. The night that she played a guest set in Detroit, Michigan, for my benefit, she sang this song, and I've loved it ever since. Woke up today and found the frost perched on the town. And it hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold and shivering trees are standing in a naked row, I get the urge for going, and I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. The summertime is a falling, winter closing in. And I had a girl in summertime with summer-colored skin. And not another man darling's heart could win. And when the leaves fell trembling down, and bully winds did rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for gold, and I had to let her go. And she got the urge for gold when the meadow grass was turning brown. And summertime was a falling down, winter closing in. Warriors of winter give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. They've got the urge for going, they've got the wings to go, and they get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling, winter closing in. But I'll ply the fire with kindling and pull the blankets to my chin, and I'll lock the vagrant winter out, bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. She's got the urge for going, and I guess she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning brown, and all her empires are falling down, winter closing in. And I get the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning brown, summertime is falling down, about a blues. I used to spend way too much time, according to my parents, during my college years, hanging out in this little coffee house in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a place called the Club 47. It was a little 80-seat room. All right. Little 80-seat room, and had a huge impact on the American folk scene. And it was because they not only hosted the local kids, there were a lot of coffee houses where you could hear the local folks playing. Club 47 also made a point of bringing in the old-timers, finding the legends, sometimes getting them out of retirement and bringing them to Cambridge. And You could sit in this little tiny room and breathe the same air as Maybelle Carter or Bill Monroe or Sleepy John Estes, from whom I learned this song. And it was really an amazing experience to be able to hang out with these people and learn from them. Sleepy John was a sweet old guy with kind of a high, shaky voice. That whole scene was just nuts. There was one night when Jeff Muldaur, you know Jeff? He's a great blues singer, still is. But he was deeply in love with the blues guys that used to come through town. And there was one night when there was these two old blues guys giving separate concerts in different parts of town. And Jeff got all excited. He said, I got it. We're going to invite these two guys to a party at my place, and neither one's going to know the other one's coming. And they're going to get there, and they're going to be surprised. And they're going to sit down in my kitchen. They're going to play blues and blues history made right there in my apartment. And he was so cute. And so we went ahead with it, and it sort of worked. The guys showed up. To my surprise, they showed up. What we didn't know, they sat down in his kitchen. What could go wrong? What we didn't know was they hated each other. And had for a long time. And these two old guys were sitting in Jeff's kitchen yelling insults back and forth. And the English majors are all going, what do you do? The legends are fighting. And it got more and more heated and nasty. And one of these guys finally leapt to his feet, knocked over his chair, whipped out a razor, and said he was going to cut the other guy up. Now, these guys are both blind. And in their 80s. The other guy jumps up, knocks over his chair, and pulled out a pistol. Pistol? And said, and I quote, make a noise. It was too exciting for me. I went home and studied for a Chaucer exam. But the guy with the pistol later told me, if I can hear it, I can hit it. Neither of those guys was Sleepy John. He was a sweet old guy, and he wrote this song.
You drop down, mama let you, daddy see you got some there, baby, keeps on worrying me. My mama don't allow me to fool around all night long. Said you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. You know the Jack of Diamonds told that Queen of Spades. Said you come on, baby, start your creeping ways. My mama don't allow me, honey, to fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, Tom. Some woman might treat you wrong. You get away from my window. You stop scratching on my screen. You're an evil woman. I know just what you mean. My mama don't allow me, honey. All night long. She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you wrong. Now you see me come and throw your man outdoors. I ain't no stranger, I've been here before. My mama don't allow me, honey, fool around late at night. She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you right. Said treat me right, mama. Well, them big city women, they sure do make me tired. Got a handful of gimme, got a mouthful of much obliged. Mama don't allow me be boogie all night long. She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you wrong. Hey, drop let your daddy see you got some there, little girl keeps on worrying me. My mama don't allow me, honey, fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, boy, some woman might. Oh, yes, she might. Treat you wrong. She got a handful of gimme, got a mouthful of much obliged. Oh, yuppies can't write that kind of stuff. It's true. Gotta be an old blues guy wearing a suit that you slept in. Yuppies write blues, you get stuff like, woke up this morning, both cars were gone. Everybody. Sad but true. Okay, I want to do you a new song. This is a late 50s rock and roll song that I just wrote. I'm slow, but I get there. It's called How Can't You Dance Like That? How can't you dance like that? Still have the heart of an angel. How can't you dance like that? Still have the soul of a girl. And when you turn up the heat, you can feel the sizzle. And if she asks me, boys, you know I try to give her the world. I never knew an angel could sing the blues. I never knew the devil wore them high-heeled shoes. Turn up the music and turn down the lights. I'm telling you, boys, she's gonna dance all night. Play it loud and drive it fast. If the brakes don't work, just hit the gas. How can't you dance like that? Still have the heart of an angel. How can't you dance like that? Still have the soul of a girl. And when she turn up the heat, you can feel the sizzle. And if she asks me, boys, you know I try to give her the world. Oh, I never knew the Gabriel played the saxophone. I never knew old Lucy blew the slide trombone. Drive it fast and play it loud. Tear it up and break it down. Wind her up and let her go. I'm telling you, boys, I still need to know. How can't you dance like that? Still have the heart of an angel. How can't you dance like that? And still have the soul of a girl. And when she turned up the heat, you can feel the sizzle. And if she asks me, boys, you know I try to give her the world. Oh, if she asks me, boys, you know I try to give her, you know I want to give, babe, I want to give you the world. Can't wait to hear that with a sax section. I suppose I should do my hit. My YouTube hit. This is a song for people of a certain age. In my mind, it relates to Joni Mitchell's Circle Game song.
You know, in the circle game, there's a kid. Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. And in every verse, he gets a little bit older and older and older until by the end of the song, he's turning 20. It's a scary thought, I know, but apparently it happens. And she told me she wrote it for a friend in Toronto who was turning 20 and was all bummed out because he couldn't go to the teen club anymore. And life was over. So she wrote it to cheer him up. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty get a grip. She put it better than that. But so I'm thinking about this guy. He's turning 20, he's all bummed out. And that was probably 1966. So I think he might be here tonight. This is for him. Looking for my wallet and my car keys. Well, I can't have gone too far. Just as soon as I find my glasses, I'm sure I'll see just where they are. I'm supposed to meet someone for lunch today, but I can't remember where or who it is that I am meeting. It's in my organizer somewhere. I might have left it on the counter, or maybe outside in the car. Last time I remember driving was to that memory enhancement seminar. What's that far off distant ringing? And that strangely familiar tone must be the person I am meeting, calling me on my brand new cordless telephone. I might have left it under the covers, or maybe outside in the car on the lawn. This is the one song where it's okay to forget the words. Now I've got just one more ring to go before that answering machine kicks on. Hi, this is Tom, and your call means a lot to me. So leave a message at the tone, and I'll do my best to try to remember to call you back when I get home. This is Millicent, and I'm trying not to cry. But I've been waiting here for over an hour. I thought you loved me. This is goodbye. Well, the voice sounds familiar, and the name, it rings a bell. Well, let's see now, where was I? There's a YouTube clip of that song with 6.5 million plays on it, which I thought was kind of cool, but my wife insists that the 6.5 million plays are probably just one guy who can't remember he's already seen it. I don't remember doing that. How many of you guys are on my email list? Gotta check this out. Oh, room for improvement, definitely, definitely room. I sent out a newsletter, an email newsletter. It's an occasional thing. It started out trying to be monthly, but that didn't work well. I couldn't take the pressure. So now it's when I get around to it. But it's once in a while, and I try.
You're tuned in to the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow, a monthly series heard on the third Tuesday of each month, featuring an array of live roots music recorded at venues throughout the listening area. Tonight, we feature the legendary Tom Rush as heard at the State Theater in downtown State College on May 16th, 2015. The world returns tomorrow at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9.
Sensitive crowd. I know that on a higher plane. And there was a recent one about the muse. I was talking about how you deal with the muse. The basic principle being you don't talk back. You don't argue with the muse. You just have to take what's coming in and just let it flow. Don't think too much. Don't try to edit. Don't just let it flow. And the example I gave was I'd found this little dead bird outside under the bird feeder. And he was a pretty little bird. And my wife's a wildlife biologist, and I figured she'd like a peek at him. So I brought him in, and I showed him to her. And she agreed he was a pretty little bird. But she felt strongly that I should write a song for him, celebrating his brief life, honoring his short time here with us, perhaps touching on the ephemeral nature of beauty that lies at the heart of life itself. Shit like that. And so I said, okay, I'll take a whack at it. And I sat down to write the song, you see, but what came out was, oh, the bird is dead because he bashed his head on the window by the kitchen. Now he ain't flapping, he ain't flying, he ain't even twitching. And it went downhill from there. But that's the point, you see. That's the whole point. You just have to take what's coming in. You have to let it flow. Oh, it's a shame, but I'm not to blame. I was only trying to feed him. Now he's dead from a broken head and perhaps internal bleeding. So if you sign up for the newsletter, that's the kind of stuff you'll get. There's a sign-up sheet right out there. Oh, and there's an iPad. It's a beautiful thing, the iPad. You put your thing in the iPad and it goes off to email heaven. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Okay, I'm going to do you a song now. What am I going to do? Oh, I know what to do. No, but this one has many of the same notes in it. Sometimes it works, you know. That's a good song, though. I haven't done that for 1,000 years. This is a song from my latest studio album, which is called What I Know. This particular song is a kind of a weird tune to do solo acoustic. It's a rock and roll standard. It's Drift Away. You know Drift Away. Dobie Gray had the first hit with it. Every couple of years, some other band comes along and has another hit with Drift Away. But the point is, it's always done with big, big, big production. Horn sections, smoke machines, pole dancers. The truck broke down, they couldn't be here. So I'm going to do it by myself. Dobie Gray didn't write the song. It was written by a guy named Mentor Williams. And I met him at the Nashville airport by accident a few years back. I overheard him telling the skycap, "My name's Mentor Williams," and I got all, "Woo-hoo." And I went over and tugged on his sleeve and did the, "Excuse me, Mr. Williams, you don't know me, but," thing. And he was very cordial. We chatted for a few minutes. He claimed to have all my albums. I'd been wondering what had happened to them. I haven't seen him since. And I didn't ask him. I remember wondering at the time if when he wrote the song at the kitchen table at 2 a.m. or whatever it was, if he really did have horn sections and smoke machines and pole dancers in mind. See what you think. It's Drift Away. Day after day I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Hey, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time, and I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. I'll drift away. Hey, hey, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. And when I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Come on, soothe me. I want to thank you for the joy that you give to me. I want you to know I believe in your song. The rhythm and the rhyme and the harmony carry me along, making me strong. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, take me down, take me down, free my soul. Hey, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, drift away.
Great song. I'm going to do one more for you and take a quick break. This is a train song. Did I mention the CDs? We got CDs. We actually, the newest things are a couple of DVDs. There's a video documentary about me, which just came out, and I think they did a good job. They uncovered all the seedy, sordid secrets I've been trying to hide all these years. But other than that, I think it's a good job. It's got James Taylor on there saying extravagantly nice things about me. I don't know what they paid him, but... and some other people. But it's fun. The other newest thing is a DVD and CD, both in one set. I did a show at Symphony Hall in Boston 2 years ago, celebrating 50 years on stage. And David Bromberg came, Jonathan Edwards, Buskin and Bateau, Dom Flemons from the Chocolate Drops came. It was a nice party. It was fun. And so that's what that's about. The latest studio project is What I Know that I mentioned a few minutes ago. I went down to Nashville. I think it's my best work. And it's mainly because of the producer, Jim Rooney, who has this bunch of players down there. They call themselves Rooney's Irregulars. And these guys are just, they're supernatural. It's like getting a magic carpet ride working with these dudes. There's 15 tracks, excuse me, on the CD. I think six of them were first takes, which was a wow. But I was disappointed because I wanted to keep playing the songs over and over, and Rooney wouldn't let me. Nope, we got it. On to the next. Anyway, that's called What I Know, and it's a good thing. We have my bride's book. Renee spent 15 years getting wolves restored to Yellowstone Park and got the job done. And Doubleday asked her to write a book about it. It's called Shadow Mountain. It's a lovely book. It's a woman's take on those 15 years and why the struggle was worth it and our relationship with wildness and wilderness. And so if you like wilderness, wolves, or for that matter, women, Shadow Mountain's a good read. There's a bunch of other stuff. Check it out. How many of you guys are members here? Oh, again, room for improvement. Definite room for improvement. Okay, we've got a few. This is a great room, a great organization. I urge you to sign up. And if you want to sign up for membership tonight, tell you what, I'll give you a free CD. Do it now. We're hoping, of course, for the $20 million corporate angel level of participation. But whatever level you want to sign in at, if there are any air conditioning repair people here tonight, the air conditioning is an issue in the house. So. It's a worthy cause. I'll give you a free CD if you want to sign up tonight. This is a Train song I learned at the Club 47 from a guy named Booker White, great big burly guy from Memphis. He was a fabulous slide guitar player, and he had a whole bunch of Train songs. And this is kind of a mashup, an amalgam of a bunch of his work. A song about a train called a Panama Limited. Panama Limited's a train that runs from Chicago down to New Orleans. She's what they call a special streamline train. That means she's fast. That train's so fast, the hobos don't mess with that train. They just stand by the track with their hat in their hands. I had a girl, she was leaving one morning on that train. She got up singing and crying. Said, "Dad, you know and I hate to go. Hey, 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 hey." I said, "I know you do, babe. Now we're going on down to Union Depot to catch the Panama Limited." And off in the distance, she heard a local freight blow. She asked me, was that the Panama Limited? I said, no. Said, baby, the train you heard blows north of town. Sounds like this. Off in the mountains to the south, she sounds more lonesome. Sound like this. She said, what time is train time? I said, I know one thing about train time. I'm just hanging out trying to pick up a few dimes. And she jumped up singing and crying. I said, Dad, it's all right the way you turned me down. Hey, yeah, Mama ain't got a dime. and she turned her back on me. Went running down a hill towards Union Depot. And I stood there a minute. I went running after. I was going to beg forgiveness for the words I said. And I went running, running. I got down to the big stone steps going up to Union Depot, and I looked up. She was way up on top of the steps. I called her name. She heard me call her name, and she turned and called back to me over her left shoulder. Too late. Too late, too late, too late. Hey, Mama gonna quit you now. Just when she said that, you know, you could hear the Panama Limited blow 37 miles south of Memphis, Tennessee. She's running across the depot up to the depot agent's window. She asked him what time train time was. He said, go put your head on the track. When you hear the rails singing, train time won't be long. And she did. She went out across the platform and kneeled down on a cross tie. Put her pretty head up on that cold steel rail. And she could hear the Panama Limited coming down. She heard Dad rail, she jumped up, singing and crying. Said, Daddy, you know and I hate to go. Hey, Mama ain't got a home. And she said that, you know. I went over and stood up behind her, put my arms around her. And we stood there a little while. And pretty soon the Panama Limited's on the outside of town. Now coming down to Memphis, you got a downgrade and you got a crossing. And to make that crossing, an engineer's got to cut down on his air brakes. And you can hear that down the depot. My gal and me were down in Union Depot. Panama Limited hit that crossing and she cut down, began to squall. My gal, she heard those brakes, she jumped up one last time. Said, Dad, you know and I hate to go. Hey, may never see your face no more. The Panama Limited's coming around the bend. You see the engineer sitting way up in his big tall engine. He's leaning out to watch his drive wheel roll. He's rolling fast. He's got his one hand outside the cab and waving at all little kiddies in the station. They're all jumping around, waving back. He's got his other hand up inside the cab on the bell rope. All the time he's riding her in, all the time he's slowing her down, that bell keeps on toning. Thank you very, very much. I'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
You're tuned in to the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow featuring the legendary Tom Rush. The world returns tomorrow at 7 and performance today is ahead at 9. We'll rejoin Tom for a second set in just a bit. For now, we'll head to the Center for Well-Being in Lamont for a few songs from Pittsburgh's early maze. Recorded just 2 weekends ago, they delighted the crowd with their gentle demeanor and resonant harmonies. We'll join them already on stage.
Let our voices sing his praises.
You're tuned in to the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow, a monthly series heard on the third Tuesday of each month featuring an array of live roots music recorded at venues throughout the listening area. Tonight, we feature the legendary Tom Rush as heard at the State Theater in downtown State College on May 16, 2015. The World returns tomorrow at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania, an outreach service of Penn State.